Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Great guest here. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks and his sidekick, Dr. Chris Minnick, is here too, adding color to the show today.
The color commentary.
Yeah, the color commentary, yeah. And having a great time and giving away a great prize, right, Corey?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Come on. If you're calling the show at 213-432-1090, actually, we do have one open line. You can give us a shout. Or text us via the app. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and one of you is going to get a $100 shopping spree. Go down and see Ron. Get some Salty Crew clothing, maybe a kayak accessory. Maybe you're listening to the show and you want to purchase a kayak. You put it right toward a kayak.
It's a deposit. I like it.
Very good. Hey, I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with good information. Turkey time.
I see a turkey.
Turkey starts, I believe, tomorrow. Yeah.
I think
something
so.
Like that. And then, of course, here's a good one, Corey, you and I.
I'm ready.
Key tips for anglers to put more rockfish in the bag this season.
I kind of like it.
Huh?
Yeah.
And a lot more. Some salmon info and some other stuff. Of course, watch for the bluefin stuff coming up now too, since they're biting and yellows and stuff. Every week, check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Also want to make mention too that our Let's Talk Hookup Tony Reyes trip in April is unfortunately been canceled. I guess they're still not clearing the boat to leave the harbor down in San Felipe, but they are going to start their trips May 1st. So if you're on a Tony Reyes trip after May 1st, I guess you're good to go. But our trip is unfortunately canceled. Tommy P is very bummed.
What a fun thing, though, that the Longfin and Tom and Eric put together with the Tony Reyes.
Yeah,
you know?
It is for sure. And I have the legacy of Tony Reyes still around. It's really a fun time. So call the Longfin and get more information on that for
you. Yeah, they do a good job.
Yeah, also want to make mention while we're talking about different stuff here, I was fortunate enough to be with Chris and Kevin on the CCA podcast this past week.
Oh, really?
They do a podcast for the CCA every Thursday, and this week we were sitting on the back deck of Field Research on Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
A beautiful 80-degree day, and hanging out. And we talked about Let's Talk Hookup and about everything, and it was great. Those guys do a fantastic job. So you can actually get that on Spotify, or you just go to the CCA website and check in with their CCA podcast or on their Facebook page. You can link right through Facebook page with CCA. But they talk about they have different guests every week and all kinds of different issues. They're doing a great job with that CCA podcast.
Pretty neat.
Yeah.
Super cool. Hey,
let's find out what's biting, Corey.
We've got it going on, man. The fishdope.com report. Check out Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks, now including size 2 and 4. Perfect for what's going on right here, right in our backyard, man, from the yellowtail to the bluefin. That size 2 and 4, perfect. From the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the Nautilus HD, having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key. And with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you have that choice and confidence that you're going to get bit on the finest hooks made. Stock up on the Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at select tackle shops now.
Hey, Captain Mark Wish, your private boater buddy from fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Hey, morning, Pete, Corey, Ron, Chris. Great
hey,
show
man.
Here this morning.
Stuff to talk about, right?
You know, we got a little stuff. Yeah, we got some stuff, and it's nice. You know, first week of spring here, it's showing some promise of the shape of things to come. And, you know, it's amazing what a couple of days of decent weather and some biting fish does for us, you know?
Yeah.
So, looking good. So on the outside there, guys, both San Nicolas Island, Santa Barbara Island, did get checked out. No sign of surface fish yet, but that's a little early for that out there. But those cods are snapping, man. They're biting good. They're biting good. That's so much fun fishing there. Also a little bit of sign of squid at Santa Barbara Island. At Catalina, the famous Catalina, standby guys, it's getting ready. You just feel it. Getting the kind of reports that just, you just know it's ready to bite there. Squid situation, you know, up and down the back, there's a little dab here and there, but not that much, kind of marginal actually. But the best sign is on the front in the isthmus there, plenty to catch for bait, and it's beautiful bait. I saw some pictures here yesterday of some, what the guys were catching there. It's just like a week or two ago. It's some nice big leatherbacks.
Nice.
And not much sign of yellowtail over at the island yet. They've been a little slow getting with the program. A few mixed in with the bonita on the front, but not much. Definitely a little more sign on that bigger sea bass. So at least one over 60 and a little sprinkle of 30s to 40s. And backside east up to the backside middle there has been the area that's looked at the most. But, guys, do not disrespect the other end of the island there, both the front side and the backside. Especially right now, we got this nice weather here before it changes again. But I'll definitely be looking around up west there a little bit. And then over San Clemente Islands, waking up also, best bait fishing has been backside west. And funny thing, guys, a little bit of yellow and a little bit of sea bass is on that bait, just like always. In that whole sector, again, with the better weather and a little more coverage, it's going to get looked at really well from West Cove down to Eel Point. So we'll have a whole lot more information by the end of this weekend about what's going on over there at Clemente. That's good news. And along the coast, you know, generally slow, actually. But the good news is first flag for the Balboa Angling Club, white sea bass, was claimed there. Fished a little bit over 60 pounds. Congratulations,
ooh,
guys.
Man.
And then offshore, I got a feeling that those guys out there poking around south and southwest of the point there, they're going to luck onto that bluefin mother load there. Conditions are good. Getting some early reports of biting fish there. And I think they'll have an interesting day. And then, interestingly enough, here it is, late March, and I got the first hints of bluefin around Catalina Island. Now, when I was a kid, that bluefin would often be biting by, like, mid-April into May up in that sector. You see the whole fleet lined up between Toyon and Long Point, anchored up in 20, 25 fathoms there, fishing bluefin with the little pen squitters and 12-pound tests and a number four hook and that thing they call an anchovy. And catching bluefin all up and down there. But got a couple reports this week of maybe bluefin sightings from that sector. So we'll see.
Interesting.
We'll see. Yeah, but it's springtime and conditions are straightening out. And, you know, we do got some serious weather coming, man. Really talking up the storm. Holy cow.
It's a quick one, though. In and out very quickly. Yeah. I mean, Monday, Tuesday, no want to be there. But Wednesday, Thursday, it looks okay.
And this time of the year, the recovery is so much faster.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what's been interesting. I've watched those buoys report. You know, down there, the San Diego buoys and the one below Clemente, you know, even with this wind, that temperature bounces back really quick, 61, 62, saw 63 the other day. That's good for as much wind as we've had. So,
I agree with you, Mark. And there's a really key importance in this marine layer that we're looking at right now, or fog or marine layer. And it, the days are getting almost as long as the night is.
Yep.
And that this marine layer creates a blanket and actually keeps a blanket over everything after it warms up during the day.
Yeah, for sure. So just watch it to get better. And, of course, fishdope.com, always the best information from Danny and the boys over there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger there by the big Chevron station. And phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, you know, your number one fish dope reporter, Danny, and his better half, Pam, you know, we're not going to get any local reports here for a few days, but we're going to get reports on marlin and Dorado and tuna.
They're going to Florida.
And all the margaritas on the back deck of some cruise ship down there in Cabo where he's hanging out with the infamous Dave Hansen and crew.
Oh, okay. They're traveling.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, I ratted him out.
But they've got people covering for them, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Have fun, Danny, if you're listening.
Yeah, for sure.
Sounds kind of messy.
Sounds great. Well, hey, Mark, thanks a lot for that. We appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right, very good. And while we wait for Marcos, you got a great text, right, Corey?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. This is from Bob in Huntington Beach, and Bob has a condo at the East Cape. I want to know this guy right here, right? And he says, please ask Ron what kayak he recommends to take down in the East Cape and leave in his condo.
Ooh, that's a good one. Now, if you've got a garage in the condo, it could be any of them. You can hang them like Dr. Minnick was talking about.
Yeah,
If you hang them right, you can also put them on their sides or rack them on a
wall. What is the right way to hang a kayak?
Well, definitely not just from the handles on either end. That's a no-no.
Yeah.
You got to go around the boat, around the hull, or around...
Through the scupper holes?
Yeah, around the scupper hole.
Oh, that'd
be
scupper
hole
too.
Yeah, and then they don't slide. Yeah. But one of the no-nos with hanging them is putting other items in them when you hang them.
Adding weight.
Yeah, right.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I've done that before.
Of course. It's a great shelf. You know, put the swim fins and everything else up there.
Yeah.
Don't, no dive tanks.
But if Bob's driving down, it'd be easy to take one of the rigid ones. But if he's flying...
Yeah, that would be the I-11 or the I-9.
Yeah. How much does the I-11 weigh?
The I-11 is over 50 pounds.
It is.
But you can... take the hull in one bag and take the other stuff in another bag as luggage. So there's ways to get around it. But, you know, when I think about a condo, you have to think about storage, and that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
So those inflatables are awesome for
amazing
small footprints.
You heard Dr. Chris say, you like it better than the Lynx.
No, they're different.
They're different.
It's always the problem with comparing apples to oranges.
Yeah, yeah. It's a different.
But
they're tools, and they each have their own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But if you just want to go somewhere with something that can be turned into a complete fishing machine, that's the advantage of the inflatables.
And gotcha. One thing we haven't talked about is like the Sierras, where you can reach those remote places. And, yeah, you might be able to get your float tube in there or something like that.
Float tube.
There is nothing worse in my mind. I mean, I've fished out of a float tube many
times. I love fishing out of float
tube. Oh, I do too. Yeah, but here's the only thing.
But you're so much more mobile.
You're stuck.
Yeah, you're stuck. Yeah, you're so much more mobile.
Roadkill.
Yeah.
I was in British Columbia, and my wife flipped up. She hooked a huge fish. She went straight under and flipped her over in a float tube. In a float tube.
Wow.
And I was literally 100 yards away from her, and it took me 5 minutes to get to her.
In a float tube.
Whereas it would have taken me, you know, 30 seconds kayak.
It would have happened fast.
Yeah.
So you were talking about a lake earlier, taking... what was that lake with the big trout?
Pyramid.
Yeah.
Pyramid, which is becoming... I mean, it has...
becoming too popular.
A little bit, right?
But what a place to have an I-9.
To get outside the ladders and be able to have your
right
own
on
zone.
Right on the edge.
Last year, I took a float tube there. And I was going to go this year, but my arms are not in great shape to throw those heavy lines, so I didn't go. I was going to borrow an I-9 from Ron, which would have been the perfect tool. Great from a float tube. I caught a 15 pounder from my float tube last year.
Man.
But the having the ability to take that I-9 up there, put it on the plane, get in the car and show up and blow up would have been an unbelievable opportunity.
Would have been the way to do it.
Oh, absolutely, because you could cover so much more territory and so much more ground. And
one of my clients bought one last week. You know, he was going to take an Outback, and then he was thinking of stacking it on top of his truck. And it's Dwayne from
Dwayne Patnute.
Yeah.
San Diego Angler.
Yeah. He's up fishing that lake right now on an I-9.
We'll get him the report.
I'm going, you know, that's a great idea. And I've been wanting to do that for a long time.
Yeah.
I just haven't, you know, pulled the trigger.
Yeah. Right. For sure. Hey, let's find out. Let's continue our catch report. Marcos that guy on the radio from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing really great. Good. Hey, biting fish. We heard from Captain Frank Lopresti, just to let you know, at the beginning of the show about what Aliar did on the Polaris Supreme.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they were up in the 50s last we heard. I don't know, Frank, if you have anything more recent, but it's what a great way to start off their season there. And for everything we've heard, that fish is well within day and a half range, so the Tribute should be getting in there, you know, hopefully getting into some of that fish too. And looks like, you know, like I said, that bluefin is just waiting for the boats to get out there, and now they're ready to bite. So definitely check the schedule for those. You're going to have a hard time getting on the Supreme right now. They are fairly popular, and rightly so, with the success they've had there. But starting April, which was next week, we're going to have one day and day and a half running just about every day there between the Pacific and the Tribute. So definitely check the website there for their schedules, seaforthlanding.com. And, you know, not to discount the San Diego here, they lost a little bit of fishing early in the week, but they continued right where they left off the week before that. You know, we talked last week, and it was seven yellowtail every day. Looked like a pattern was developing here. They started off this week 14 on Thursday, 14 on, or I'm sorry, Wednesday, 14 on Thursday, and looked like it was going that way. But Matt one ruined that yesterday and caught 46 yellowtail on that full day trip
46
yesterday.
46 yesterday, huh? Wow.
46, yeah. A lot of yo-yo fish in there. Those fish are in that 12 to 25-pound range, so they're not small guys there. So we know it's coming, and it looks like the season's about to take off here. So definitely check the website for those full days, the day and a half, and one days we got coming up. Don't rule out the half day there. Very good bottom fishing, rockfish and whitefish. They've actually been seeing a lot of signs of yellowtail, but they're just not ready to bite there yet. Sounds like conditions aren't right, but we know how quickly that can change. And get out there on the water. You don't want to wait till the yellowtail start biting and then try to make reservations, because you usually miss out when that happens. So Seaforthlanding.com, our full schedule's up there for all of those trips. Half days, full days, one days, day and a half. Lots of trips being scheduled right now, so make your reservations. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We're happy to have you guys come down, visit us in person, check out the tackle shop there, get some gear, hop on a boat and get out there and catch some fish.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Marcos, great stuff, and it's going to continue to get better as we head into April now, and we are in the spring. And that's a great report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Yes. That wraps it up, the catch report. What a great finish there.
All right, I would say so. And the catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerkied, spices and rubs and smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, along with that amazing poke kit. I love that thing.
Oh,
for sure.
It's so good.
I know it. Not only the
poke. And what about the ceviche kit?
I'm telling you, it's crazy. Yeah, they have so much going on there. It's awesome. Stop by their location at the Old Town Taylor Street location, or call for details or order online at fishmansprocessing.com.
And Ron loves the poke kit so much, he sells it at Fastlane.
We do.
Right?
By the cash register.
Oh, yeah.
It sells like crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that. They go, what? It's all right there. All the stuff.
Everything
you need.
The
bottle with the sesame seed oil and everything in it. Yeah.
It's
great.
Yeah, it is great. All right, phones are packed, Corey. Let's jump into it.
They are. How about Dana? Dana from Ocean Beach. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk hookup. Hey, Dana.
Hey, guys. For my most favorite people to fish with in the world. So just wanted.
Oh, wait
Dana,
a minute.
You too. I know.
We know who this is.
Dana P.
I
want to
talk about.
That's right.
Yeah. So when you have a I-11 and you stab it, sometimes three chambers are better than two. That's all I'm going to say.
We made reference
luckily
to that earlier, right,
quick.
Dana? That was, of course, you.
Yes,
so
yes.
You went to a Lynx now, huh?
Oh, yeah, let me tell this story. Talk a little bit about that Lynx. Yeah, tell it, Jim. Tell it, Ron.
Well, Dana was, you know, moving, downsizing his house, moving into OB or something, and he said, I need to get... You know, I think he had an Outback and it was a Pro Angler and a Revolution. So he had to downsize
a Revolution.
His,
and
yeah, you've had a lot of boats. And I go, hey, there's a boat coming. I can't tell you about it though. Just give me $100 deposit. And he did.
Wow.
He got one of the first. He got one of the very first Lynxes, and he proceeded to put it on his car and go right to La Jolla Shores. Okay, now, you pick it up from there, Dana.
Well, I pick it up from there, and I go out. It was actually a week later, okay, I have to be honest. Go out there on a lynx and trying to figure it out, because obviously from pro angler to a lynx, there's a little bit different in storage. So working everything out, I get tangled up in my lines, is what happens in a kayak sometimes. I spent about 20 minutes fixing the tangle. I drift out over the canyon, get everything situated back, start pedaling. I see one mark underneath me, cast out, and hook a 35-pound yellowtail.
That's a ride.
Voyage.
Yeah.
And then,
the maiden voyage.
So I didn't get that part where you were tangled for 20 minutes, and then you caught a 35-pound yellowtail, but weren't you back on shore in an hour? So you were tangled for 20 minutes.
Crazy.
It was 47 minutes from the time. The guys on the beach, there was a couple guys on the beach setting up, and I was back before they launched, and they said, "What happened?" And they saw me coming in, nose down, and they thought there was something wrong with the boat. No, it was nose down. Because
How big was the yellow?
Oh, it was huge, Pete. It was 35.
How big? 35?
Yeah.
That's a nice one.
That's a good one.
35 pounds.
And for those of you that have never experienced catching a yellowtail or a big fish on a kayak, there is nothing better.
The sleigh ride is
unbelievable, right, Dr. Minnick?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's something special that happens with that.
Yeah, you got a couple of guys with you, and everybody starts going, you know, speeding past you different directions because they're all hooked up. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, that's fun.
We've been on lots of trips like that where you know, my turn. I'll see you guys in a while, and you just get towed off into the oblivion.
Yeah.
So cool.
So fun. Well, I guess you're a big customer. You're hooked.
You know what? I just want to say a couple things about Fastlane. I mean, I go in there. There's no secret. I go in there sometimes. I got everything. I don't need to buy anything. But I just go in there to get the vibe. I mean, it's not only the best boat store in San Diego. It's one of the best businesses in San Diego. And Ron and the crew, they just do everything. Yes, I've traded in boats. Yes, I'm very hard on my equipment. They help me fix it constantly. So I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's
great,
cool
Dana.
Stuff. Great words.
Hey. Well, we love to have you come in because there's always a story.
That's cool, Dana. Hey, thanks for joining us, and look forward to seeing you on the Islander kayak trip. That's going to be fun.
You know, one of the things that Dana was just talking about was, it's interesting because I've had, you know, the business has been there a lot of years, and we have
43 years.
Yeah, and so we have a lot of clients that have bought lots of different toys. And the guys that are having the most fun are the ones that are not afraid to experiment. And Dana's one of those guys. He was one of the first guys on an inflatable. He was one of the first guys on a lynx. He's one of the first guys on a pro angler. And he's just not afraid to experiment. And that, I mean, having your boat for 22 years, Corey, that's great.
It is, right? And I use a darn thing.
Well, the things are like Tupperware.
They are.
They just don't go away.
Yeah, but, Corey, it's time to upgrade.
It is.
You got to experience on the Islander kayak trip last year. You got to experience that.
That's not Dana. Dana sees, like, I want to get mobile. I want to get easy. I want to be able to launch quickly. You know, and he'll go experiment for a while, and then he's off to something else. And I mean, I fished with him on the Islander on that San Clemente trip.
Many times.
That's like the best kept secret, you know.
Much fun.
I know.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And there's a huge difference between the older padded seat where you're sitting on a hard kayak and the newer lawn chair style. The material is incredible.
The new stuff is just amazing.
It's out of this world. Seriously.
Hey, Dana, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Mike Lum is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. So much fun listening to all of this talk about the kayak fishing. And I just wanted to call in and thank you, Pete, for all of your support last week when we were doing the grand raffle ticket sales for the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea and giving away that $2,500 accurate shopping spree. We sold that out. The total sellout on that was 2 days. That was fantastic. And Kurt Schuster was the winner of the accurate shopping spree. So he's got $2,500 worth of brand new accurate coming his way. But I also wanted to remind everybody that we are still selling those raffle tickets, not on the accurate promotion, but the tickets are $10 a piece, and one of the grand prizes on that, we'll be giving away 30 prizes, but one of them is a Hobie Lynx kayak, which will be given away April 30th at our used tackle sale at Seaforth. And the winner of that kayak will then be sent over to talk with Ron and pick up their new kayak directly from him. So just want to remind everybody that that is still up for grabs. The tickets are $10 a piece. All the money gets used to take more kids on their first ocean fishing trip. And there's a lot of great prizes, but that Hobie Lynx is certainly one of the top ones.
Yeah, 30 different prizes. And how do we get tickets? RolloKids.org?
Yeah, yeah, that's the easiest way. Just go there. The top banner ad talks all about the raffle. And if you just click on that, you'll see the whole list of prizes, and it'll tell you how to buy the tickets. And we'll be selling them right up until the drawing on April 30th. What we're doing is our used tackle sale, which, by the way, is going to be the biggest one ever. We have so much stuff. It's awesome. And so we're going to kick that off at 11 a.m. on April the 30th in the parking lot there at Seaforth Landing. And then when we're done with the tackle sale, which I guess will be somewhere around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, then we will immediately do the grand raffle and draw the 30 winners.
Wow, fantastic. Well, Mike Lum, thanks for all you do with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, taking a lot of kids fishing, thanks to you and Tim and Harold and all the people that support it. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
All right, very good. Hey, I got a great text here from Kenny in El Cajon. It's an interesting one. He says, Ron, I bought a 2014 Pro Angler 14 from Fastlane with the original Mirage Drive. Can you briefly clarify the differences and the benefits with the newer Mirage Drive models and approximate cost to upgrades? Are there upgrade kits available? Good question.
No, it's a really good question. And, yeah, there are upgrade kits. The steering handle was one of the changes.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest is the reverse.
The 180.
Yeah, the 180. And that's easy.
Game changer.
Yeah, and a lot of guys will come in and they'll buy. Well, and now, you know, the reverse was huge, particularly for fishermen. That changed everything. And then the next one is the kick-ups. Those fins now kick up. That was a change that doesn't get much press, but when you're pedaling along fast in a structured area and you hit something, those Mirage Drive flippers will actually kick up, and then as you pedal, they'll lock back down.
Wow.
So a couple of huge changes right there. Now, there's really, if I had a boat that age, I would just trade it in.
Trade in the boat or the Mirage Drive?
No, the boat.
The boat.
The whole thing.
Okay.
You want to upgrade everything every, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Now, if you had the boat, could you put the new Mirage Drive in that boat?
Absolutely.
14?
And so we've had many clients
so you
do
could
that.
Trade in your old Mirage Drive for a new Mirage Drive.
No, not drives, boats.
No. Okay, what about the drive, though? Like, what if he wants to keep his boat? What if he loves his boat?
Yep.
And he wants to put the new 180 in that Pro Angler.
So we've had several people do that also.
You can do that?
What they do is they'll buy the drive,
right,
and they'll put it in their boat.
Right.
Then they take their used one and put it on Craigslist.
Okay. All right. And
probably get a decent amount for it, too.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of guys that don't leash their Mirage Drives.
Oh. Aha.
And right above the rack that says leashes, it says leash it or lose it.
Oh, for a reason. Hey, we're going to learn more when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Ron and the Kayaks. I love this show. When we return on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise
compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We are having so much fun in here, Pete, talking to Ron and kayaks and just the stoke that comes along with it, you know, with the accessibility and the difference. And, hey, you want to join us? 213-432-1090. It's been busy the entire morning.
Ooh, man, lots of texts, too. Yeah, lots of texts. I mean, hundreds of texts. Everybody wants to talk to Ron. And, hey, let's stop down right now and talk to our good buddy, Yosef Husseini, the Fisherman's Realtor. Good morning, Yosef.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Ron. How's it going, guys?
Hey, doing great. Now, you're kind of into, you know, you've helped a lot of Let's Talk Hookup listeners find the home of their dream, either sell their home or find a new home. And you kind of got a new deal going, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's worked out really well. I've 80% of my business up until now has been from the fishing industry. So.
Wow.
This whole deal worked out great for me. Everybody's been really receptive. People are hopping on the website and getting their free home evaluations and just following up with them afterwards. Market's still going very well, despite a couple of interest hikes. But this is historically low rates for us. So if you're on the fence about it, they're going to keep hiking the rate. So get off the couch and start looking.
Now is the time to get, I mean, and values are going up, I mean, like crazy still, right?
They are. One good thing is if you've been shopping for a long time, we're finally getting buyers, especially harder buyers, into homes. It's not so crazy. The interest rate scared off a lot of people, even though it's a little tiny hike. So it's slowly turning back into a normal market, in my opinion.
Oh, great. Great. So now you've helped a lot of fishermen, and you're a fisherman yourself. Of course, you got this famous brother, Ali from BD Outdoors and local knowledge. And you and Ali have spent a lot of time on the water together fishing. But you're doing the real estate guy, and you said 80% of your business are anglers?
It is. Or I should say sportsmen. Anglers or hunters, one of the two. Mostly anglers, though.
That's cool. That's cool. So you speak the language,
yeah,
for sure. So now your new deal is you're looking for homes to buy, right?
You got it. So I'm now looking for distressed homes. If somebody has an old home in their family they inherited, or you've got a rental that you want to get out of and cash out, please give me a call. I'm looking for homes that I can turn and make new for other buyers. Trying to make some inventory here.
Yeah, so basically if you have something that you want to turn into some fast cash, you'll basically pay cash for them?
We'll pay cash. We'll take it as is. If you have renters in it and they have a lease, we'll take that. We're just looking for homes that need love.
Okay.
And basically gentrify neighborhoods and keep the market rolling. Gives me more stuff to sell and gives me things to do.
Yeah, very good. And the advantage of that is Yosef is an honest guy. He's going to give you the straight scoop. He's one of us and a super good guy and a really nice guy. Unlike his brother, he's a really nice guy.
Unlike,
yeah.
Appreciate.
That's my neighbor.
but anyway, no, Ali, I love giving Ali a hard time. But Yosef's a really super good guy and super honest and super straightforward. And I'll say this, he is super knowledgeable about the Southern California real estate market too. Does a home have to be in San Diego or can it be anywhere in Southern California?
It can be anywhere in Southern California. I'll go all the way from here to about Ventura to do rehabs.
All right.
Anybody out there hearing this, give me a shout, or you can even type in on our website, socalhomeeval.com, type in your address, and I'll follow up with you.
And you'll get an idea, a realistic idea of what the property is worth right there, SoCalHomeEval.com, SoCalHomeEval.com. And that's the best way to get a hold of you, Yosef?
That, or they can call me on my cell phone. I'm available pretty much anytime, 619-277-2169.
Simple enough.
Looking forward to helping more anglers.
All right. Fantastic. All right, Yosef. Yosef Husseini, the fisherman's realtor, we call him. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for your support of Let's Talk Hookup 2, and good luck with the new venture.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right. Appreciate that very much. You had a great text, you said, Corey.
It's just a shout-out, really, for Ron and the family. It's from John Amiramesa. He says, hi, Ron. It's John. After you introduced and sold me my first Outback in 2009, it's been a game changer. Not only the cool fishing alternative, but also the physical health benefits that come with it. Thank you for all the years of great customer service that you and your family offer and provide.
You know, that's a great one because we often don't think about, like, you're out on the water fishing for hours.
Yes.
Well, that's just disguising your exercise with fun.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I won't go to the, it's not fun, I'm not going to go do it. But if I can exercise and have fun while I'm doing it, what the heck?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Ron and Debbie sell fun.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing about Fastlane is it's a family-run business. I mean, Ava, your daughter, is their best salesman.
Yeah.
Right?
Saleswoman.
Yeah, Ava's killing it.
Yeah, and it's just a family business. Jared, of course, worked there. Now he's the big wig with Salty Crew, of course, and
well,
Hayden.
Jared and Hayden are upstairs. And,
yeah, so it's a family deal.
Well, you know, that's always been the key for me is keeping family close.
And honestly, they live the lifestyle, Pete. I mean, come on, Jared. Yeah.
The ultimate lifestyle.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that guy's a very fishy kid.
Yeah.
He's either fishing or surfing.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about John? John calling from Dallas. Good morning, John.
Morning, guys. It's a pleasure to be talking to you all the way out here from Dallas, Texas. I really like the report that Frank gave this morning. I have a trip in 2 weeks. Yeah. So I get to make that lovely drive to San Diego. And I just wanted to say I'm glad that there's a fishing show I can listen to over here in Texas. Let's talk
hookup. And you're on the app, right?
I am.
Great. Yeah, the Let's Talk Hookup app is so awesome. It's and great to have you. And, yeah, that if those of you that may have missed, we started the show this morning off a little after 7 with Captain Frank Lopresti reporting really good bluefin tuna fishing within one-day range on the Polaris Supreme here.
Well, so close, Pete, that he didn't want to mention.
No, and it's a fish up to 140, yeah. Lots of them. And there's other boats on it now. They're biting. So time to come out from Dallas, right?
Yes. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the call from Dallas, Texas. All right. Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Corey and Ron and Doctor.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
Very well.
Ron, I was thinking of you yesterday. I knew you were going to be on the show today, but I was in Channel Islands, and I was sitting on the stoplight, and in front of me was a Ford F-150. And the hanging out the back, put in very badly, was a pro angler and a fully inflated I-11 and a fully inflated SUP. And I immediately thought of you. I mean, Hobie rules the world. And you rule the world of dealers of Hobie in Southern California.
You know, I got to tell you, we put a lot of boats in the strangest places. But one of the funniest this year was we had a Sprinter van, the real tall ones. And a guy he says, well, I got to put them on that rack up there. I go, way up there? And we stacked two Lynxes on top of his rack right next to his, you know, I guess his, you know, that... The sun, you know,
the solar.
Yeah, panels. The solar panels.
Yeah.
And I'm like going, this is wild. I mean, when we stack.
But it's perfect, too, because the Lynx is how heavy?
Well, the Lynx weighs 40 pounds.
40 pounds.
When you take the seat and the rudder system and Mirage Drive.
Yeah, and you can stack them one on top of the other.
That's right. And it has skid plates on the back. So when we stacked it next to the car, the guy scurried up the ladder. And he pulling it up and then just twisted it to his side and it went right on the
perfect
rack.
Time.
And I got a picture of him and Callan on the top with their arms up, and it looks so funny because it's so way up there. I mean, it's easy. So the lighter boats are in. We got the inflatables. I mean,
yeah.
Doctor's Hall weighs 20 pounds.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, 20 pounds.
The 9?
Yeah, the I-9.
That is so light.
It
That's
is.
Crazy. How much does the 11, the I-11 three-compartment?
I think it's 28.
Oh, only 28 pounds more.
Yeah. And,
wow.
And I'm not sure on that weight. But I'm going to check it when I get back.
Yeah. But you can still take it on an airline if you wanted to take the bigger boat by putting the Mirage Drive in your other bag, too.
Mirage Drive, probably the pump.
You find Southwest, you get two free bags, you know, that kind of thing.
Hey, right. You know what?
Well, separated
a pair of trunks off the...
Yeah.
There you go.
And so I have a question. What about the Lynx? Because I know they're super darn light. I lifted them. You can lift them with one hand.
Right.
What is the weight on that one?
The hull weight on it is 42 to 45 pounds.
Super light.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, that was the goal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as you go to the pro anglers.
Yes.
And you start to get these bigger, more comfortable, just, I mean, these are just incredible boats to fish out of for hours. I mean, Outbacks. How long have you been in an Outback? Like, when we go fishing, I mean, what's the...
Over 10 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
a long
time. You were in that Outback.
I might add, if you don't mind, Dr. Minnick is in his 70s, too. Yeah. So. Hey,
that used to sound really old.
It did. You're in your 70s. And I'm getting darn close.
Dang.
And you guys... 70.
No.
That's right.
Yeah, Bart's in their 70s.
And there's nothing wrong with
Bart,
lighter boats.
These two guys are... super studs. They are my heroes, man. I mean, you watch Ron Lane. I go surfing with Ron. Ron's surfing circles out of kids less than half, like a third of his age.
Pretty cool. Pretty
well,
cool.
He always has been. He used to not show up at the shows in Del Mar when the surf was up. We know when the surf was up because his booth would be empty.
Well, you accused me, is the surf good one year? And it wasn't the surf that year. It was Ava was born during the show.
Oh, really?
I forgive you for Ava, yes. But then we did change the dates so that Ava didn't have to have it during her birthday. So,
but hey, Ava just had her 27th birthday. Talk about making you feel old, right?
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Impossible.
Happy birthday, Ava. Yeah. Hey, so the thing about the kayaks is they've come a long way since then. Oh. But the fun has always been there, obviously, like Bart's telling stories from way back when, right? 27
oh, my goodness.
Years ago.
You know, the whole progression that Hobie's been through, I mean, when that Outback came out originally, what was it, 25 years ago?
It's been a while.
It was a great boat, but
It was a game changer for fishing.
It was.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 2015, we get a seat that you can actually sit in for hours
and not be swampy.
Yeah, yeah, no diaper butt, you know.
Right. I'm trying to say it politely.
Yeah. Anyway, so
hey, the stoke is real, man.
It is. And then all of a sudden, after years and years of making a great boat, they changed it. I mean, and that's sort of like breaking all the rules, isn't it?
Well, not
if it's
changing,
not broken, don't fix it.
Revolutionizing.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, they had one of those too. Anyway, when they built the new Outback, that long list of items that they would change, they did. And one of my favorite boats is the Outback. And I know Pete's always
I love the Outback. It's a great boat. Fast, nimble, great fishing platform. Really fantastic.
Really comfortable to fish.
Yeah, Chris, you have one of those too, right?
Yeah.
You like it?
I love it.
Yeah, it's a great boat.
If I could only fish out of one kayak in the ocean, it would be the Outback.
The Outback.
I've fished for probably hundreds of hours at Cedros out of an Outback.
Yeah, right. And here's the crazy thing is there's guys that can actually, that are nimble enough to stand up in an Outback and sight fish.
Yeah, like Hayden and...
Well, there's a picture of Jared. At Cedros holding a tuna
standing
up in the Outback. I'm going, hey, show me. You know? And he stands up and shows me.
Yeah, crazy.
Hey, Bart, great to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's try and sneak in one more. Steve in Laguna Beach.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Great.
So first I'd like to mention we've went through 5 presidents, a couple of wars, a lot of disease, and you're still there, Pete, every weekend for everybody, and I wanted to commend you on that. You're the most consistent bite in fishing. The next stoke is about the kayak. I wanted to touch on the fact that getting that kayak from you, Ron, and my brother and my nephew, you learn so much about the ocean, the currents, everything. Mm-hmm. I've learned so much by having that kayak. And I only have MC swim baits on there, by the way.
Now you're talking.
And that's about what I wanted to say. What a great adventure it is. I put it in my van. I can sleep in there with it. I go on these safaris. I go from freshwater to saltwater. And definitely Gonzaga Bay at Papa's is the best for the kayak. Cabrilla, it's like fishing in an aquarium. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
And I'm stoked.
That's so cool.
That's what I wanted to say.
There it is. Pretty much says it right there. The stoke is real.
Yeah. Steve, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate that very much. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. A quick question, and I think Dr. Minnick is perfect for this. Not a lot of time left. Can you mount a fish finder transducer on an inflatable? Dr. Minnick has developed it.
Absolutely. You can turn... I won't get on a kayak if I can't fish from it, and I'm incapable of getting on a kayak and fishing without wanting the best equipment available in terms of electronics.
Right. Including
and
electronics.
So
how do you put the transducer?
You have to put a plate. I make a wood plate, and then Ron usually copies it next door and turns it into something they can sell that's fabricated next door at SeaDek.
Yeah.
But you mount all of it. So with the current thing, I put a plate on. I put a rail on either side of the plate. You'd have to see how it's designed. Ron has it down.
You have it, right, Ron?
Yeah, he has it at his store.
Yeah, yeah. It's on display.
And there it is. We're looking at a picture.
Oh, do you actually, in the Hobie catalog, they have it now?
Oh, all the parts are in the Hobie catalog.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris comes down with these plates that he's made that fit the boat perfectly. And now the key is you don't want to install anything on the inflatable.
Right.
Because when you fold it up, I mean, some of the time you just want to use your boat.
Right.
You don't want stuff all over.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlike us who are addicted to fishing and won't go in the water without a rod.
But you have it all on display at Dr. Minnick's development there.
And
do you get a royalty?
No.
No?
but the transducer, and the most complicated transducer is the triple shot. You know, it's a big transducer, and it has to be able to shoot out to the sides. And it's a no-brainer how easy it is.
Wow. Really? All right. So if you just go down to fast lane, you want to put a sonar on your... You'll see it. They'll show it. And it's all fabricated by Blue Seas, the C-Deck people right next door. And easy done, huh?
Crazy.
No, those guys are wizards.
Oh, yeah.
They got these machines that just spit stuff out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's cool. Well, hey, somebody's going to win this $100 gift certificate when we return on Let's Talk Hookup and have their chance to go in and see Ron and maybe pick that up when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Truly the fastest 2 hours on radio.
Man, what a show, huh? You think
so
about
much
all
fun.
The stuff we put in, starting with Kent Frank Lopresti and the
right?
big bluefin announcement, and then Ron and Dr. Minnick and all the kayak stuff, and the great callers.
Well, the
and
one
all the
I liked the best was Foamers in the Corner.
I like that.
At Fast Lane.
At Fast Lane, yeah. And it's always foaming in the corner at Fast Lane. So we've picked a caller. Chris has picked a caller. Christian's picked a caller. And Chris picked the lucky number for from our texters, and we have 2 winners, and now Ron's going to flip the coin to see who wins.
Oh, it's going to be Paul. It's a caller. Paul in El Cajon. Congratulations.
Paul in El Cajon. He wins the $100 shopping spree at Fast Lane, and thanks, Paul.
Woo-hoo!
That's
a,
yeah,
talk about
you're
a
gonna
stoke.
Have a great
it's all
time.
About the...
Oh, man. So, again, are you going to be off the slopes and in the store this today?
I'm going to work Saturday.
You're working today?
Oh, today.
Yeah,
I go to work.
That's today.
Woohoo!
You
got
to go to work. So you'll be there today, and of course, Fast Lane's open Tuesday through Saturday every week, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and, right. And where do we find you?
We're right at Dana Landing, right next to the fishing store,
Hard
right
miss.
Across from SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can call
In
us
Mission
at
Bay.
Yeah, at 619-222 1-800-878-0766.
And you have everything in stock now.
Everything?
Which is like the first time in months that's happened, right?
No, years. It's been 2 years of a struggle.
2 years.
Yeah, there was times we were down to four kayaks.
Wow.
Yeah, that's our
inventory. But you have all the different models.
It is like going into a candy store.
Yeah.
I agree
Chris,
with you.
Chris hangs out a lot there. Chris, thanks for all your contributions, too. We sure appreciate you joining us here on Let's Talk About. And Ron, as of course, you and Deb and the whole gang over there, thank you for all that you do and keeping people stoked and on the water.
I like that word, stoked.
Yeah. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones and the board back there. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thank you, Corey, for stepping in today. Corey will be back next Sunday, by the way. Ricky will be back tomorrow. We have a great show tomorrow. Valerie Hopebridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris will be here all the way from British Columbia right here in our studio, the world headquarters, tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.